Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. They say that women are programmed to forget childbirth or otherwise we'd never have a second one. Well, I'm beginning to think it's the same for Berna and myself when it comes to weekend breaks in Dublin. Every November we go up for the bit of shopping and swear Jesus never again, lads, you'd be robbed. And the accent on them, it's like being followed around by Joe Duffy. 12 months on and aren't we thinking of going back again? Sure, there's goldfish with longer memories than that. Anyway, we were looking up hotels yesterday, 2 double rooms in case we get lucky, and you'd buy a house and not agree with the money they want for one night. Berna said, bear with me now, Rosaline from Bala Desmond. Is there anything to be said for staying with your bitch of a sister above in Dublin? We'd get a week in Tenerife from the money we saved on the hotel. I said, oh, Jesus, why would I draw her on myself around Christmas time, telling me that my hairdo is a fright and she's ashamed to be seen with me in Dundrum. Would it look strange if I wore noise-cancelling headphones while staying there? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My sister lives in Dublin. She's a pity. I said, what would you say if I turned up in your house wearing noise-cancelling headphones? She said anything I wanted. She couldn't hear me.
It's getting royal on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can't understand why Diana was so unhappy. It started when I hosted a cava and tapas party to binge watch the latest season of The Crown on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm barred from the group for 6 weeks after the feckin' thing. Apparently cava and tapas is totes carrigaline now. We're back around to French again. So it's champers and canapés or you're out on your ear. Anyway, we get to the bit in The Crown where Diana has this incredible gaffe in West London. Her husband is ignoring her, her child's in boarding school, and we're all there going, who do I have to sleep with to get this kind of a lifestyle? King Charles says Fifi underscore dry robe, and we all made yuck sounds, and then Orla underscore Volvo XC90 said, I definitely would if he looked like Dominic West. And we all went quiet because you need to focus when you're having dirty thoughts. Chloe underscore love my planet said, Saz now biatches. There are big learnings here. All that money just made Diana miserable. Well, we banned her for a month for saying learnings. You'd swear we were at work, if any of us had a job to go to. But Audrey, I can't help wondering, is it possible to be miserable when you've loads of money? Jenny Douglas Road.
My nephew describes himself as a good mood guru. I said, does money make you happy? He said, no idea. My actual job is a clown at children's parties. I can barely afford a pair of giant red shoes.
Hey, dude. So people say to me, what kind of music do you like, Ed? And I say, UK drill, dude. And they say, never heard of it. And I say, yeah, that's why I like it. Radical. I'm still wearing shorts, like every other 1%er in Ballintemple, because nothing says I'm a totally loaded entrepreneur taking time out to incubate ideas than showing off your sailing tan in mid-November. My man, Brian with a Y, is with me on this, and I can sense the envy coming off the scopes from Douglas when we're strutting our stuff at the Marina Market, because they'd be doing well to own a rubber dinghy down in Skull. Problem is, don't know if you noticed, Audrey, but there's a nip in the air this week, and I'm freezing in the old shorts. I don't want to admit this to Brian with a Y, because he's a beast if you show any weakness. What do you reckon I should do? Ed, Ballintemple.
I was going to say take off your shorts, but the last time I said that to a guy from Ballintemple, I got in fierce trouble with his wife.
Come here, what's the story with cold soup? We started doing the business with this one there from Malaga. She's stoning mad for the young offenders, and she thinks I'm the bull bar for Billy Murphy. Strikes me as impossible, because the gormy who plays him's from the south side, you know? Anyway, she brings me over for dinner the other night, and after all that, didn't she give me cold soup? I says, Camilla, you never heat that up there for me, love, would I? She says, is gazpacho your goal? She do be all in a cockness like. It's the soup we serve cold in Spain. I says, sorry, girl, cold soup's against the laws of nature, like. Is this the end of me now with the Spanish old dolls? Don't you do any? Blackpool, ole!
I knew au pairs from Spain. My Connor's cock-a-hoop. I said to her, why do you eat cold soup? She said, it's a nutritious and it's really cheap, Audrey. I said, why is that so important? She said, because the Irish people only pay us the €10 an hour and expect us to cut the grass. Ingratitude.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.